Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Jim Toomey. I was just speaking to a gentleman who, about a charge that keeps appearing every month for the last 4 months on my credit card statement. I just picked up on it today. It's a $67.32 charge, and it, the way he explained it, he said, I entered a contest for a free generator, but I don't understand. I don't remember. I told him, I don't think I did that. And I said, you know, what is the $67.32 for?
So, yes, I do understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to look into
it. I can't hear you, ma'am. Can you speak up?
I'll be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me just one brief moment, all right?
Sure, no problem.
Excuse me.
No problem.
All right, thank you. Loading. That first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
My first name is James, last name is Toomey, T-W-O-M-E-Y, and the address is 6 Hay Street in Methuen, Mass.
Alrighty, thank you for that information. Everything is loading with that transaction.
What's that?
Everything is loading. Just bear with me this one moment.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Still here. One moment. Alrighty, so yes, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a purchase that was made, and it was for the, well, there was a contest that was enrolled into for that generator for the shipping, not shipping, but entry fee of $5.74. Do you recall entering that contest?
No, I don't.
Alrighty, because someone in your household possibly entered the contest?
No, this is this only one that would have entered it under my name, and this would have been me. And this account is under my name, this credit card. And I don't know, you know, how, you know, entering a contest for free, I just don't understand. If you enter the contest for free, what is the $67.32 for every month?
Okay, so basically with you entering that contest, it shows that if you don't cancel after entering the contest, then the subscription charge will automatically apply, and it will start emailing you a value of a $125 gift card. I do understand that with them canceling the profile, there will be no other charges, so that's basically what that charge is for.
Yep, see that there again. I haven't received any information from you people about anything. I don't believe this charge is legit. I think somebody used my credit card somehow, because I don't have no generator. I have no subscription. I have nothing. I've received no information other than a bill every month for $67.32 for the last 4 months.
Okay, so you don't recall entering the contest for the generator, correct?
No, no.
Okay, and could someone in your household possibly?
No.
All right.
There's my wife who, you know, who doesn't use my account at all, and my daughter who doesn't even know my account.
Alrighty, so yes, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. So if these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then this can result into a fraudulent fine. But it will take 3 to 5 business days for the findings to fall back into your account.
Okay.
Let's see. You said, what was the amount again that you were charged?
For 4 months, it's been $269.28.
No, the separate charges, sir. There's no charge of that amount. What was the separate charges?
Well, it's $67.32 every month for the last 4 months.
Okay, so I can most definitely go ahead and get that situated for you.
Okay.
It will take 3 to 5 business days for the findings to fall back into your account. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's going to be C like Charlie.
Yep.
Then that's going to be, let's see, 263.
Yep.
520.
Yep.
958.
Okay. And your name again?
Amiya, A-M-I-A.
A-M-I-A?
That is correct.
Thank you. All right, so it'll take 3 to 5 days to get it resolved and put back into my account. But in the meantime, I have your name and the date and the time I talked to you, so we'll go from there, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much for your help, Amiya.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.